Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Can we change God's mind with prayer? Now, the first question we have to ask is, can we actually change God's mind, period? Let's address this, because there's two passages of Scripture that people will try to use to say that God changes his mind. First is Genesis 6:6. This is where the Lord regretted that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. That sounds like he had regret and a change of heart, and wishes that he did otherwise. But a stronger one that many turn to is Jonah 3:10. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he said he would bring to them, and he did not do it. So people will say here with Jonah that because of the action of the people, it caused God to change his mind. Now, did God actually change his mind? Well, no, because he's omniscient. He knows everything outside of time. Does the outcome of our prayers affect what God does? Well, it depends on how you look at it. To you and I, yes, but not to God. Remember, God is outside of time. Therefore, when he relented because they prayed, he already knew they were going to be praying. So their prayer was part of his action that he was already aware of. So he knew the outcome before they even started to pray, because he's omniscient and he's eternal. So his mind didn't change. Their prayer was just part of his purpose.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.